Blackstone Audio presents When the Killing's Done by T. Corrigison Boyle. For Carrie, who tramped the ridges and braved the ghosts. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Genesis 1:28. Part 1. Anacapa. The wreck of the Beverly Bee. Picture her there in the pinched little galley where you could barely stand up without cracking your head, her right hand raw and stinging still from the scald of the coffee she'd dutifully and foolishly tried to make so that they could have something to keep them going. A good sport, always a good sport, though she'd woken up vomiting in her berth not half an hour ago. She was wearing an oversized cable-knit sweater she'd fished out of her husband's locker because the cabin was so cold, and every fiber of it seemed to chafe her skin as if she'd been flayed raw while she slept. She hadn't brushed her hair or her teeth. She was having trouble keeping her balance, wondering if it was always this rough out here, but she was afraid to ask Till about it or Warren, either. She didn't know the first thing about handling a boat or riding out a heavy sea or even reading a chart, as the two of them had been more than happy to remind her every chance they got. And Till told her she should just settle in and enjoy the ride. Her place was in the kitchen, or rather, the galley. She was going to clean the fish and fry them, and when the sun came out, if it came out, she would spread a towel on top of the cabin and rub a mixture of baby oil and iodine on her legs, lie back, shut her eyes, and bask till they were a nice uniform brown. It was only...